And I was thinking, this isn't good for me because Keith has either had little wispies or just a bald head, the character. New people who don't know who I am are going to think, oh, that guy's just shaving his head to look bald because it looks like shaved hair. But then my sides were long and wild.
Bald poser.
And I was like,
this
guy's, and I was like, well, if I was doing that, I would have bicked it all the way. But like, why would I, you know, so I was thinking, oh, no one's sticking this far into it. They're like, that guy's not. So there were some comments like, that guy's not really bald.
So, are you kidding me?
I couldn't get into his dancing because he wasn't bald.
Hello and welcome to Bald Talk, the podcast where two bald comedians interview other bald personages about the experience of being bald. I am bald Brian Husky.
I'm a bald Charlie Sanders.
That's true. And Charlie, today we have our first returning guest.
Damn.
And he's returning to us almost exactly 1 year from when his episode aired January
27th. What? That was a year
22.
Ago?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Time has no meaning anymore. He's returning to us almost like the prodigal son we never had because we're not in a relationship and he's almost our age.
I'm going
to
tell you, I'm going to be honest. I think of Nathan as our son.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, he's returning as a prodigal son. And as we know about that, that there's problems
there's
with
something.
That because this dude is crawling back to us with a, he was once fully bald and now he's having follicle restoration done.
I know.
He's a hilarious comedian and performer who recently made it to the quarterfinals performing on his, performing his Amazon YouTube persona, Keith Apicary. He was on America's Got Talent. He got to the quarterfinals. He kicked ass. He was robbed. Please welcome back Nathan Barnett.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, Nathan.
I do. He's kind of our Mike Pence.
I do truly feel like I have abandoned you and betrayed you, to be honest. No joke. The whole time I was going through this, I guess we'll get into what this is, but I was thinking about both of you for real, going, oh my God, what am I going to say?
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I really thought that.
Oh,
I was like,
thank you. That's so
what
nice.
Am I going to say to these guys? After I was on the podcast being like, yeah, we're all bald. Let's stick together. Bald is beautiful. Screw that. I'm going to get 5,000 random hairs on the top of my head.
You went from the bald club to the hair club. For me.
I tell people I went to the bald-ish club because I still have.
So what? So, okay.
You can see if I turn around.
Yes. In the back,
I'm bald.
You've got a big solar
panel. I just have a receded
going.
Hairline in a giant bald spot. So I'm still
bald.
Yeah,
but you've got killer hair in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got killer hair in the front too, on the top.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's I remember seeing your Instagram post and you like just sort of it was like, oh, he's starting to get a little shading on top, and then I kind of reached out and I was like, what's going on? And you're like, yeah, I did it, and you, yeah, I love that you're pretty upfront about.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's fascinating, honestly.
Your feelings,
because people are like, I'm known, like you guys, as being a bald person, and like
don't
I really
lie about
use
me.
It.
I know I'm not known.
Well, everyone who knows of us, you know, knows and watches and listens to the things we put out, or like, oh, these.
Right.
That I was, you know, Ben Siemens from UCB. He was an improviser.
I think so. The name sounds familiar.
I haven't talked to the guy in forever, and I'm pretty sure it's Ben Siemens.
Here's my answer.
His name.
No.
He's a UCB performer, but one time.
No, I remember. Yeah. I actually do remember that dude. He was funny. Yeah. I was just kidding.
He was. This whole situation arose one time where I walked in, and he's like, oh, I was just asking a friend if they had seen you. And I was like, oh, what'd you say? Where's the bald guy? And he goes, well, yeah, I did. I was just making a self-deprecating joke.
That's hilarious.
It was kind of funny to hear what people say about you when they describe you. And like, that's obviously the main
thing.
It's like the bald guy, you know? So,
yeah.
What would you say about me if you were describing me to someone?
The rugged bearded man.
Damn. Thank you.
Have you seen that like rugged mountain hunk anywhere around here?
I just had some chicks say that about me on this other thing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You're a rugged mountain hunk?
A rugged bearded man, something like that.
I feel like I have a lot of qualifiers. I could be that skinny dude, that skinny bald dude, that bald dude.
Nah, you're skinny shit. Your
glasses.
Shit,
I get
man.
That a lot. The guy with
glasses.
The nerd.
Oh,
and
glasses.
Then probably the most the greatest signifier, that white dude. Mm-hmm.
The bald really, white weird man.
That white dude. That bald white. Anytime someone's like, "Oh yeah, you know that white guy," you know, people immediately.
I get the floppy guy. That floppy guy online is what
floppy. I would call you ripped.
Yeah, I guess if he's yeah, I'm but just skinny. But I just have tight skin. Performance. That's all it is. It's not real muscle.
That's so yeah, so going back to like your, you know, our sort of exchange on Instagram, you did say like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. It feels a little strange. Like, did you have that experience with yourself where you're like, what, who am, like, did you question who you were, Nathan?
I did. I questioned. Yeah. And I tried to like be like, you know, like who cares? Do whatever you want, you know, kind of thing. When I decided to do it, it was
because it's a really commitment. Talking about.
I was like, you know, clean, completely bald person. And the people who often get hair transplants aren't all the way bald because then they can just fill it in and thicken it up. What do you do when you have a completely empty palate and like there's not much, you know, what design do you do? I'll never have a full head of hair. Right, so when I talked to the guy did one of my friends who wasn't a fully bald person. So I have a friend in LA who did one. And then I have a friend.
We're not outers.
Steve Lewinsky.
We're outers.
No, I'm just kidding. That's just a made-up name. That's the name I always say when I make up names.
So, it's Monica Lewinsky's brother.
Yes. Bradley
Pitherberg.
My friend. That's hilarious. Ryan Gooseling.
Okay, cool. Go ahead. I'm not going to force you. Go ahead.
So I said to the doctor, I was like, because my friends had done it, and I had a friend in Massachusetts, and his brother, they did it. One brother was like pretty bald, one was not, and it looked really good. And I was thinking,
it did.
Well, it looked very like everyone I know who's had these. You wouldn't know. You 100% wouldn't know. I knew know obviously, that. But now I look at them and I kind of forget. And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Cool. And I was like, well, I can never have a full head of hair, but what if I had the '90s Bruce Willis? What if I had like. Is bald in the back and a receded hairline just to have like a line in the front have something up there to like for different roles. And it was the reason I wanted to do it was for roles where you are definitely typecast as a bald person, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I have these like thousands of dollar wigs that I glue to my head for characters with like long hair. And I've worn
thousands of dollars.
I have a $2,000 wig, a $1,200
wig.
Damn,
are you kidding?
And it's all like, Yeah, I do, because like I try to like really change. I did a short film recently called Milford, and that I went to a hair club type place where they glue it on your head like a Bosley or was it Bosley? No, Bosley does. What are they?
Yeah, Bosley. Yeah, Bosley.
Is Bosley glued on hair pieces or are they hair transplants?
It's either a Snap-on or zipper system.
It's a zipper.
I think it's the latter. It could be the Velcro. I think they glue it on your head.
Okay, well,
just throw it on your
Orange
head
County
and hope it lands.
That does that. Basically, they shave your head clean, and then they glue it on your head. And every month, you have to go and get it re-glued. Well, I did that for the film, and they glued it, and it was, like, on my head permanently in this short film.
Oh my God.
If you just search Nathan Milford, you can see images. It looks like real
hair.
Yeah,
it looks amazing. It looks really good. Like, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that looks like Nathan Barnett. Kinda. And then
you're like,
and then I had a goatee. I tried to, like, change a lot.
I love it.
So
that's funny. Well, that's good.
I had all these things, and I like to really change. I was thinking, well, if I had that, and this works with Keith, because I can like do a real good comb over with this and like separate it, because it's not super thick hair, and I can really like if I spike it, you see right through it, and it's thin and wispy. And I do this at the character called the most annoying man in the world, and I try to make him as unappealing as possible. This actually helps because I used to glue wispy hairs on top of my head because the bald head is almost too clean. Yeah, I try to like make myself look like as Gollum as I can, where it's like wispy hairs, comb over, and this actually helps. But then I can brush it, and it looks kind of clean and tidy. So it's like I can kind of use this a lot. And if you turn to the profile, you see like I have a bald head in the back, but like it does help with roles. So that's the main reason I did it was for my characters, not have to glue stuff on my head as much. And it's the bonus is, I can kind of have a little bit of hair in front, which is fun because, like, you know, I'm comfortable being a bald person, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt to, like, have some hair and feel like, you know, it's everyone would have hair if they could choose, I would think.
No, most people, I like maybe.
I mean,
I'm the only one.
I like it, but, like, when nature makes you do it, I'm like, ooh, if I chose, I'd be okay with it, but you chose for me.
Not for me.
Right. Wait, anyway. So that's fascinating to me that you elected to, because, you know, we were further, I'll just keep saying IG to make me fit in with the young kids. We were IG messaging.
We're killing it on Instagram. I think we have three followers.
IG DMing. But you were like, except for my bald spot in the back. And I just thought you were like, you're like, okay, that's the next phase, but you're just going to leave it? Like,
So the thing is, I couldn't, because what I said, that when I, this brings it back to when I originally, so I said to the doctor, I said, I'd like to get a hair transplant. And he looked at me, goes, don't even bother. That's the first thing he said. And I was like, well, let me tell you what I'm thinking.
That's hilarious.
Because they pull it from the sides. You know, when I listened to the episode that you guys did with that doctor, the hair guy, it was so fascinating, like just listening. And I've heard a lot of this stuff from my friends who've had them. I listened to that whole episode, like all the way through. Everything he said about like Propecia and everything, because it's just truly, I've been fascinated by it even before I wanted to have it done. It was just kind of interesting to think, you're cheating nature. You're hacking the universe. Like you were told you can't have this. Nature says no. But I said,
And
like you're pulling hairs from other places. So me and my friends have gone down these rabbit holes of like people in like Turkey. The Turkey is like the McDonald's of hair transplants. You can just go in for it and get a whole head of hair in a day.
You're talking about the animal, right?
Yeah. You go to a turkey and
you can go get feathers on your head and it looks like real hair.
But somebody else has brought it up, and like they have these like travel packages too. Like they sort of entice you with like a hotel stay and like breakfast every morning. No,
they're come up before. They're good at it too, and they're good ones. It seems like it would be not as good, but apparently they do so many they just have it down. But you're lucky when you have dark hair, because they'll take like armpit hair, beard hair, leg hair, and chest hair. The guy I know that I went to in L.A. only does hair from your head, meaning he will do beard, but he mostly just does it from the sides and back of your head and then moves it to the top. So it looks right.
Yeah.
But these other countries in Turkey, they'll do like, they don't care. They'll just, if you want hair, they'll take it from wherever they can, but it has to be from your body. Otherwise your body won't take it. So I'm going down these rabbit holes, watching all this stuff. And then I'm thinking like, okay, if I was to do this, I could just get a little bit. And I think I have enough, because I have thick curly hair in the sides and back of my head. So I said, well, I don't want to get a full head of hair. I said, I just want a little bit in the front. So there's a hairline and we connect it to the sides and just leave a giant bald spot. But like, at least from the front, it'll help me with characters and being on camera and I can like do things. And he goes, okay. He goes, we could do that. So I did, I did that. Okay. And that's what I now have. I have about 10,000 hairs that after all the grafts, because they said a lot of my grafts, which is like each pluck, each seed, you probably know this, but for the listeners, I guess if they don't, every time he plucked one, there's like 3 or 4 hairs in each seed. So if he does 2,200 grafts, I got like 4 times that amount of hair.
Right.
So I got close to 10,000 hairs on my head now. It's pretty wild. So
that's crazy.
That's insane.
I did it for those reasons, and I was kind of like, well, whatever, I'm gonna die someday, like do what you want, and just if it makes
you
a little bit good, go
I wouldn't
it.
Do it for hair, but I'd do it for a lot of other shit. I know what you're talking about.
When you said that, he was saying he couldn't do it on the back part, or you just were like,
he can't because I don't have enough hair? But if he did more, I could maybe do like a second round, but my hair is going to be really thin on the sides and the back. And he doesn't want to do that because it would look weird. But he did say,
gotcha.
I could go back, because I have a very thick beard that like grows up to my eyeballs. Mm-hmm. He's like, his words were, you have a treasure trove of hair. So he's like, we can,
that's pretty funny.
In the neck. Yeah. It's kind of creepy. He's like, ooh, look at that beard.
But wouldn't you get like, I mean, I have no idea. I just assumed like you're just going to have neck hair growing out of your head from that point. But
pretty much. Yeah,
really?
So that's the thing. So the way he would do it is, so these other places will take like a ton, but he'll take it from your neck where you don't really care because you usually clean up your neck. So he wouldn't make my beard thinner,
thick,
which I really
coarse
like.
Hairs.
But it's thick and coarse. It's like Brillo. But my beard is a little bit soft, but he doesn't put it everywhere. He just peppers it in to add a little bit extra, so you don't really notice the difference. It's just every like couple hairs is a thicker one. But if you brush your hair and
you
grow
just have
it all,
a sequoia amongst all these little like dogwoods.
Yeah. Like ones are going straight up and your other hair is like parted to the side. But
wow.
I would do that this is still technically growing in, and I guess like maybe this summer is when it will finish. It's like
no
process
flourish.
Of seeing how thick it will be.
I like finish.
But then I could
that
do it.
Good.
It would work if I had a shaved head, I guess. If I kept it short and stubbly, and you just saw like the shadow, that's when I think the beard hair wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
I don't know. That's going a little bit too far. I'm not that obsessed with it. I pretty much did it, and I'm like, okay, now I have a little bit of hair to play with, but still have a big receded hairline, so I don't look too different from what I used to. This basically I look like I did when I was 29.
Yeah.
So it takes me back like 10 years, kind of.
Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
11 years.
That's good.
And has it paid off in any regard as far as like audition stuff, or you know, you're showing your agents, they're like, all right, now we're in business. One more baldy.
Kind of. I haven't taken new headshots. I was gonna have Robin Von Swank take some new pictures of me because she did my last ones. Mm-hmm. And I have one photo.
He's a photographer.
Oh, Brian, that's right. You take pictures.
Yeah, I'll do it over Zoom.
Yeah, just take a screen grab right now.
Just do a screen grab. It's so easy.
I'll do it with these glowing cat headphones.
Zoom headshot manager.
Yeah, he's so good. He only does them. He only books on
Sandman
during episodes.
During episode. During the session,
basically,
he'll book
this is
you
way,
for
basically
it.
A way to trick people to coming on to get a picture, and you take a screen grab. And you say, "Now you owe me money."
Yeah. This is we play on people's like vanity and insecurities, and just like, well, I can do some headshots, give you a little hair.
I do need new headshots though, but I haven't noticed any difference yet because it's been really slow acting wise.
Oh, because of the global pandemic, or because
like how everyone's getting sick and dying, and yeah, it's kind of messing with my career of Alva.
Basically, people laughing. You know what? It's weird. It's messing with mine. I thought I was the only person.
No, it's me too. It's you. Only you and me, though.
Oh man, I know you and I. I feel bad for just you and I in particular.
Mm-hmm. It really stinks.
I did one. Charlie, you can join in if you want to, but clearly you're enjoying this whole thing.
I'm like, well, I think you guys are hilarious. I'm happy to just listen to you. But like, I don't want to act anymore. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
I think
it's
okay.
It's your life. You do anything
just,
and everything.
I'd rather write and direct. It's just not for me.
Well, as long as you're still creating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to stop doing art. I just am like acting. It's like, I don't know. If some fucking famous person shows up and goes, hey, will you act in... George Clooney's like, will you act in my new movie? Of course, I'm not saying no.
Well, you could say, or he could, you know, he can go back and listen to this podcast where you make a contractually binding agreement to never act again.
If you show up in a movie, all the people watching are going to sue you because they
heard they're gonna be like, you don't want that guy does that. Not want... They're going to sue Clooney. It's like forcing him to go against Charlie's wishes.
He said he didn't want to do it.
That's forced labor.
But how do you guys slug it out, man? It's like insane.
It's insane. It's all insane. Now it's welcome to Podleywood. It's all insane. It's like... Because, I mean, the same thing.
Is
it's
addicting
like,
and also defeating.
A dick.
I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. Like, it doesn't appeal to me. Like, I can't believe, like, my wife's an actor, too. And, like, the way you guys just are out there every day, you know, or now you're inside your apartment shooting yourselves. But, quote out there. I don't mean literally out there. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I mean, but it's the same. I mean, the universality of like everyone being a hustler in the grind of creative endeavors. You know, what I mean, it's like writers, dancers. I was talking to this dancer. I those Carvana commercials where I had to wear the wig and stuff. I had to learn a dance thing. So they cast.
Yeah,
they brought this woman who like tried to teach me some dance moves and stuff. And I was like, how do you do your job? And she's like, same thing. Go to auditions. You know, I have to dress like if it's a hip hop thing, I have to have like a little weird hip hop outfit and kind of like do some, just improvise some moves and they'll show me some stuff. And then I just go away and wait, you know.
Dudes, I dated the Minnesota Timberwolves, the basketball team, cheerleader for a while. They don't make money.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did a thing with the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders and I found out little they get paid.
They make like $20. It's like horrible.
Exactly. It's sad.
I was like, you make $20? That's
fucking so much.
That's their full salary for an entire year is $20?
Per game.
Per game.
No, are you kidding me?
It's like $100 or something, what I heard a couple years ago.
The woman I dated. I'm trying to find like the right like PC way to say this because this woman was very nice. I liked her a lot. I hope she's doing well. But she was a cheerleader for the Timberwolves. And she was like, I make $20 a game.
Mm. What year was that?
You're like, I'm not going to be able to freeload off of you. Bye.
But they're like super popular. I'm like, so I did a thing with the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders a couple years ago. It was a halftime show where I was in my character, Keith Apicary. It was like, I went down a couple times. Like, I was supposed to be like a Bud Light vendor. And I start dancing, and the camera catches me. And it's like, look at this wild guy dancing like crazy. And I'm doing like my dance moves that are kind of like weird on the internet. And
as you would be described, floppy.
The floppy, yes. The floppy moves. And then the next game, he's back. And now he's in another spot. And they're like, oh my God, it's the guy. So they're trying to like build this little story of like the dancing Bud Light guy. And then the
third time, this is a commercial?
It was just a thing I did at events. And then they used it with social media, like the Dolphins and Bud Light. Like,
when?
Posted it all over. 2018, I think it might have been. It wasn't too long ago.
So like
2 years ago.
1 second ago. Okay.
Yeah, it was like shortly before the pandemic, a couple years before. And then the third round was, oh, I walk out on the field during halftime with the cheerleaders and do this whole dance routine. And like, it's the guy, he's back, and he's now with the cheerleaders. And I had to practice this routine with these girls for days, and they're always rehearsing. They are super popular on Instagram. They have a huge followings. And then you're like, oh, these girls must be having a life. But they all have like waitress jobs and they're trying to do like modeling things on the
same.
Side. And they're
that,
like
was the, that was
a
my
game.
Girlfriend at the time.
That's so crazy. Yeah,
I was like, dang. And I'm getting paid like a few thousand dollars to do this. I'm getting more than you guys. And like, I can't actually dance. And you're like attractive. And I'm this gross mongrel. And I felt so bad. But I was like, dang, I thought they got paid a lot.
Yeah, it's exploitive.
There's That's no so crazy because I mean, like, my growing up, I remember, like, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were sort of like...
They're like celebrities.
Yeah, they were like, oh, my God. Like, they were always pointed to as, like, the ones for some reason. Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Laker girls, that's a thing, right?
Yeah, totally. And so you just imagine, like, oh, they probably... At least they all put them up in some condo together where they just have like pillow fights and
dance together. Teenage fantasy.
Yeah, totally. They're just always lingering around. Yeah. Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, but they're basically models that are like athlete models, and
exploited.
They have to go to the gym. They have to do all this stuff, take choreography.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't get paid enough for it.
Well, at least they're not treated by crap by the team members, because you know that all those dudes are upstanding.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ever heard of social media? We have, and no big deal, we are on it. Check us out on Instagram at Bald Talk Pod or on Twitter at Bald Talk Podcast.
Please make sure to like, rate, and review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't care where you get them, just get them.
No judgment, wherever you get them, anywhere.
Anywhere, whatever, no judgment.
As long as you listen, we don't give a fuck. Only on Bald
Talk. The whole AGT thing, I feel like I should just say, it did not go the way I wanted it to. Because I was asked to show up and do this because someone, they knew of the character, one of the producers. The first round went the way I wanted. I made up the dance, and the second round was a complete disaster, not what I wanted to do. And I felt like I was trying to do, I didn't want to do the things they didn't want because I didn't know really what's going on behind the scenes, and I should just kind of play along and do the things I wanted. And it became this hot mess of like physical comedy and dancing. And I just kind of wanted to show more physical comedy for Nathan to get a job later, you know? And it just became not good. It was just bad, in my opinion.
So you did. Two episodes or
two
more?
Rounds. Yeah.
Two rounds. Episodes, okay. So the first one, because I was very curious. So the first one just seemed like you. That just seemed like your thing that you came up with. It's interesting to hear that they asked you to kind of.
The whole
thing. You like doing a submission tape and stuff.
And I'll just say, in my opinion, I don't know if I can, what I'm supposed to say, because like I did have a good experience on the show. It was fun, obviously.
Oh, that NDA lasts forever. You can never say anything bad about them.
You can't say, paint them in a negative light, which I don't think I'm doing because I did enjoy it, but I'm just speaking the truth of what my experience was. I feel.
You used the word crap in a loving way, right?
Yes. I love taking craps. So
yeah, everyone has their crap. So.
It's a very therapeutic experience.
We all do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the people who go on were all pretty much scouted because you do get random people
scouted.
That are like, oh wow, you're good. Like ask like me to come and show up, and it's like they know the talented people, and then
For real?
I mean, reality TV is like all set up. So,
well, they've done
because what if like
with...
a bunch of crazy people show up and they don't get any talented people? You have to guarantee there'll be something good that season.
Because they've done away with the. I guess it's like the American Idol sort of. Everyone probably has the perception it's like the American Idol thing where they audition.
Just anybody can show up.
People in the middle of the country who just don't know anything about entertainment would think that. because yeah. but they do have cold auditions. They do have let some people come. So technically,
yeah, if someone's
an open
really
audition.
Good and not a fucking weirdo, it's like,
yeah,
why not, right?
So
are you? Well, Charlie, are you still doing guest producing for America's Got Talent?
I'm trying. Oh. They haven't returned my calls.
Yeah, you have to do. They're not doing auditions.
I've been cold.
You need to audition for it.
I've been cold calling them.
Mm-hmm.
You should show up to an audition and say, I just want a job behind
the
scenes. The
way to get it, you got to cold fax them. They're not going to pick up the phone. You got to fax them.
Not email.
No, not email. If you, yeah.
You have to fax them a link to a dance video of yours so they think you have talent. And then when they start talking to you, you go, psych, I just want to be a producer.
Right.
That's my talent. Okay,
I'll try it. So I faxed them a video of me dancing. How do you fax a video?
The URL, and then they'll type it in.
Yeah.
A URL.
Or you send a lot of facts frame by frame, and then
frame
they
by frame.
It.
That's exactly
what does that mean?
That just means you'll be faxing over like probably 50,000 sheets of paper.
Yeah, like a flip
and then
book.
The last
oh,
one.
It's just pictures of me doing the dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't actually see it like in action.
No, but then,
no,
then
they
you,
hold
then
it right
the last
and they flip
thing
through
is,
it, they'll see.
Yeah, the last one is like assemble this like a flip book.
Tell them to flip through it?
Assemble yeah. it like a flip book first and then flip through
what?
It.
What?
And then once they flip yeah. through it.
Is this real?
Wait, yeah, yeah. And then wait a day. This is pretty standard in the industry.
I had no
it's like
idea.
Filmmaking.
Kinda,
you know?
As I said earlier, I've kind of gotten out of acting lately.
Well, I mean, this is, you want to be.
This is more editing.
This
you're
is
editing
producing
the film
too,
together.
Right?
Yeah.
Producing. Yeah.
yeah. And yeah. directing.
That's what I want to do.
Right.
Directing.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
there's a little directing. You can direct yourself.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm going to shoot. Okay, so I'm going to...
You're going to shoot a video? Okay.
And then print out every what? Frame from that video onto
are you guys serious about this? Is this real?
This is what Nathan did, right? This is,
yeah, this is how I did it.
Because you don't have
it. I shot it on a Game Boy camera
so
as well.
The video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nathan, will you produce this for me?
I will.
I don't
we're
think
gonna
you're
We're
going to
make you a TikTok dancer.
I don't want to be on TikTok. I think you're not being honest. Nathan,
we're acting. We're really good actors.
You know what? Welcome to Bollywood, baby.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Nobody's honest here.
I was gonna say one thing. I wanted to add is that during that AGT thing, my hair started growing in, and I didn't look like the same character, in my opinion, during
oh,
the,
wow.
around one and two, because it was right when the hair started showing up. And
what
I
was
like,
the time?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what's the like? How much time between was that for those who are gonna get this done and then get
was,
on TV?
The first round was in like March. And then the second round
in
was
March?
In August, March
what?
Of last year. Yeah,
why is
so
that
almost
it's
a year
so
ago.
Long ago. It just feels
and
long.
Then they,
for some
yeah, and then, but then they aired it like in June or July. And then
June?
The second, yeah, yeah. and then the second round was live in August. The first round
gotcha.
Was like taped. You know, with the there was a little bit of an audience there, mm-hmm. and then the judges, but. I had a little bit of stubble on the top of my head because it started showing up and I was
where
like,
your
God,
hand
darn
is
it.
Now to tell the audience he's on the front
right
of his forehead.
Here in the front widow's peak area. There was like stubble.
There was
so it
hair
looked,
there?
It was a little black,
oh.
dark stubble. It's like,
yeah.
light, dark, dirty brown or light brown, blonde.
That's
kind of
cool.
My hair is. And I was thinking this isn't good for me because Keith has either had little wispies or just a bald head, the character. New people who don't know who I am are going to think, oh, that guy's just shaving his head to look bald because it looks like shaved hair. But then my sides were long and wild.
Bald
and I was
poser.
Like, this guy's, and I was like, well, if I was doing that, I would have bicked it all the way. But like, why would I, you know, so I was thinking, oh, no one's sticking this far into it. They're like, that guy's not. So there were some comments like that guy's not really bald. So,
like, are you kidding me?
I couldn't get into his dancing because he wasn't bald.
Like people thought I was trying to look nerdy, which I do. I am hamming up my actual appearance a little bit, because but
right.
it is me. It's my actual glasses with my prescription. I don't wear them every day. I wear them for the character, but they are my glasses. I exaggerate my lisp and I actually grow my hair out when I'm in character. Keith, I look like that crazy person. I try to just comb it, hide
right.
it when I'm not acting, but I do live in character kind of. So then August comes around and I have a ton of hair on my head because from
right.
March to August, it all just started growing. And I was like, oh boy, I don't look like Keith. So I went and I had it sort of like styled and thinned up and I added extensions. Actually, I spent a couple $1,000s to have extensions sewn into
wow.
my head because my hair wasn't as long as I wanted it to be on the sides.
He had $1 million on the line. He had $1 million.
They don't pay you anything. So anyways, yeah, people are like, now he's
like
got
a cheerleader,
hair.
Dude. You got cheerleaded.
I know I did. I definitely got cheerleaded. I guess Keith kind of was the cheerleader of that season. Anyway, I was just trying to let you know that the hair kind of screwed me in a way. For this,
really?
Because I couldn't play the character consistently, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Well, so now I have a question about the second round, the conceit and the execution, because it, so if you haven't seen it, he starts out and he's in a guillotine. And he tells...
that was not my idea.
Sexy Kim... What's the model's name?
Whose fucking idea was it?
Heidi Klum. It was the producer's
idea.
That
was her idea?
No.
It was the people behind the scenes.
Yeah. So he starts off in this guillotine. You've got to free me. There's a code.
It's a guillotine.
Guillotine. he's in the guillotine. And there's a code that he needs. And then she doesn't give it in time. And he's like, ha, psych, and then you start dancing. So all that was...
Yeah.
And
that
then,
was not
and
my idea.
Confetti,
because,
confetti
A,
too.
What
that
a
wasn't
dumb
your
ending.
Idea, but what
the
do you
The whole bit
do?
Is like, oh, no, something's going to happen. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. I just took the wind out of the whole joke. It was like, this
I
is
know.
No... It should have like fallen, because what you can do in that thing is I could fake my head. That whole thing is I could drop my head and it would look like it got cut off.
Right.
And I was thinking, why aren't we just doing that? So they're like, oh, dude, the dude screwed up.
Or that you break the guillotine blade.
Or like something happened, I fall over. I just basically said, just kidding. And then I start dancing. I was like, okay, that was a waste of time. I could have done something else to start it off. It was like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I feel you.
It was just so much stuff like that. That was like, and I felt like I should do it because I should play along because they were using me so much in the promos. They played me on Jimmy Fallon. They played me on Ellen. Ellen was like, this guy's amazing. I love him. And she was like commenting on me. She's like, Twitch and I are obsessed with it. She was talking to Sofia Vergara. They were played me everywhere. Simon brought my clip to Kelly Clarkson. I was like, dude, this is, they're really pushing me. I was like, and I genuinely thought I have a chance here. So I'm just going to kind of do what they say, but try to like stick to my guns a little bit. And it ended up being, I wish I just always stuck to my guns and did what I want, because the creative I want to do is a completely separate thing that would have been a little more like genuine, I think. But they wanted everything to be big and sparkly. I fought them on the clothes. They wanted me to wear like shiny, like high tops and all these like sparkly outfits. And I was like, well, Keith kind of just wears the same dirty pants and this like shirt from the 80s that he got from Walgreens or some drugstore. Clothing. And I was like, he kind of, that's him. I can't look, he doesn't go, if he went Hollywood, he'd have like flames on him or something.
Yeah,
he'd go,
totally.
Like, too far. So, any like actual flames, like burning, you know, fire is what I mean to say. Or nails, a suit of nails or something stupid. Something from a video game. So I was like, yeah, I want him to be more modest and stick to himself and be his thing, do his thing, but. So I held my ground on that, but there was all this other stuff where like, well, we need you to be the front of the stage. We need you to be up with the judges. So then I had to do all this traveling, which kind of killed the flow of the dance routine I had made up, and I had to kind of keep changing my dance routine, and then I couldn't remember it because I'm not a real dancer. It was just such a disaster in so many ways.
It felt like watching it. Yeah, it felt like, I was like, oh, this, he got pushed.
It was a mess.
They just said, like, dance around and we're going to explode.
Yeah, they wanted me to go from this point to this point because they wanted, like, up the presentation of everything. And I was like, well, I'm just one guy who's not a real dancer. I wanted originally just a spotlight. I was like, I just want a spotlight and I'm going to do this real hard dance. I'm going to dance my brains out as hard as I can. And that's what I want to do. But they're like, no, we want lights. We want glitter. We want all stuff. And they had all this confetti and balloons falling that were covering the frame. You couldn't see me for a ton of it. I was like, well, this is a mess. I watched. I was like, this is horrible. There's no reason. And I kept thinking, well, maybe they did that so that it would be not so weird when Simon says that was a disaster, and then the audience and everyone will go, yeah, we agree, because it actually was. So they kind of made it bad. So, because if I had killed it again like the first round and everyone was like, this guy needs to move on, it would have maybe, this is my conspiracy brain, but it would have then been like, oh crap, this is messing up. Because if it was very obvious that I should have won and then I didn't get voted through, because the audience's votes voted for someone else, no one would have believed it. So I think, because I feel, this is my opinion, it's not actually people voting at home, moving people through. And if I was the clear people's choice, there would have been an uproar and people would have, you know, been upset. But
dude,
I
there
like
is
a
little red
so.
Dot on your forehead right now because you just broke the NDA.
No.
Dude, you got to get out of there. You're going to get shot. You got to get out of there.
Dang it. Dang it.
That's a killer joke.
I thought that was just
man,
a set.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, it seems like I was stressed out watching it, just imagining.
I feel so much more stressed out than watching it. Just hearing.
Just existing.
Well, watching it, you're like, I don't know. It's a TV show. Like, you
I was just picturing,
at least
like
me, I don't think about
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I was just picturing like the interactions with all the producers around that stuff and in backstage and just like, just the machinery of it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they have so many people. Like, it's crazy, especially with during COVID and everyone's getting tested every hour. You're like, a thing up your nose all the time. And
oh God.
It's just insane Jesus that they can Christ. Keep that show going
yeah.
during all of this. Even just not during this, it's like really bonkers. It's impressive that they put out, they put it out. And it's entertaining for what it is. But when you're in it, you're like, this is not cool. Because I felt I didn't get a fair chance to even do what Nathan would have done. It was like, no, you're here to be the weird floppy guy. So just do that. And other people will get to sing their song. And when you're a singer, you get to just do your thing. And I'm not a dancer. And then that's the problem. I started getting excited about moving on and like getting like some work out of this and someone seeing like, oh, this is like the next Jim Carrey. But I didn't really get a chance to show that. I had to just be the guy that's there to fail.
So in terms of like your with your representation and stuff, can they make use of it or anything? Like this is like one of those things where I feel like all of us like, come up with something like, okay, I want to do this because I want this to be a springboard to something else. You come up with some product at the end of it, a film, a script or whatever. And then you hand it over to the people or the gatekeepers or
the bureaucracy,
but it's like, and then they're like, yeah, we don't know what to do with it either. Like,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, I know what I could do. I have 100 things that we could spin off from this. You can show they pranked Simon Cowell and all these people. Mm-hmm. They believed I was in character. That would have been a big reveal if I went all the way. I wanted to, at the end, take off the glasses, stop doing the lisp, and go, my name's Nathan Barnett, and my talent was actually acting. I fooled you all. I'm not a dancer. Because they've never had an actor on the show.
Yeah,
like, how do you do that? You go and do a monologue. It's like you can't really get pulled into it and believe it. You can do poetry or something, but like you can't act unless you were actually tricking the production. And then you go, oh, wow, that was actually I believed he was. That's actually kind of interesting. It's like a whole new category that they don't really
have.
Simon
Cowell's
show.
Like, I'm actually an actor as well. I don't have a British accent. I've been doing this for years.
I live in Texas.
I hate dancing.
It would be hilarious.
And then he stands up and he's actually like 6 foot five. I've been acting short this whole time too.
Oh my God. I saw a picture of him. Like, they were like, on the other side of the table that you never see him. And he was like, from the waist up, it was like he was doing a Zoom call. From the waist up, he had his like shiny shirt. And then he had these board shorts on.
He always wears shorts. That's like a thing, apparently, on the show. I learned that
and
he just loves wearing these
legs.
Shorts.
Yeah.
He's pretty short.
He's not proportional. His top half does not match the length of his lower half. So funny. He wouldn't mind me saying that because he tears people's hearts apart and shits on them.
Yeah, so whatever.
We're gonna have him on.
Yeah, he's next. We did ask him about if he fell for your hair. He's like, well, if he'd been real bald, he would have kept coming back.
That's probably the problem. Back. He's like, that wasn't a true baldsman. That was just our Hollywood hunk.
Oh man. You've had that's an insane year to get a head of hair and go through the America's Got Talent machine.
Yeah. And I never want to do reality. I never planned on doing it. But I was like, well, I'll do this because it seems like it could lead to... I wanted it to lead to like a Sacha Baron Cohen type.
Because you're just like, maybe I can make a buck or get a show or something.
Yeah.
I've done plenty of
It's so funny.
Of those
like,
things.
I've never... You're saying it's a reality show. Like, it's never... I always thought it was... I am like the Midwestern person who's like, no, it's a game show. It's like a game show.
Yeah, I guess it's like a little bit of both when you think about
but
it.
But it is
like more of a game show.
Yeah, but it,
but they kind of like oh, you should say this and you should do this. Like my whole video package of me like dancing around my house, which was supposed to be this Rhode Island house where Keith is from.
Yeah,
Sherman Oaks, and Machine Gun Kelly had just shot in this house like the day before for some music video, and I'm like yelling. It was just like a cartoon we were filming, you know. Yes. It wasn't really what I would have shot as the character, which is more documentary style to make people think this is a real person.
Right.
That's like my whole bit. It's like the tricking of the audience, the Andy Kaufman-ness of it.
Do they do that with, I don't watch the show, like, do they do that with everyone? Do they do sort of like a little persona sort of package
everyone
around
them?
Everyone,
they want to move on, I learned. Because when I was there, the first day, before I did any dancing, they had me in so many interviews with Terry Crews and all these other people. And this other guy who was
because
he's like one of the hosts of the show. He's like the sort of the, he's on the stage with the contestants. He talks to you right before you go out.
Okay.
So he's like a big part of the show.
He seemed like a nice dude when I met him briefly.
He's super nice. That guy's like one of the most genuine people in the world. Nice. You can tell because he's even saying, he said, he's like, you know, this is my dream too. Like every day I'm happy to be here. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're kind of in the same situation. You're just thankful to be showing up every day. He was really fun and positive. So I was doing all these interviews. And then this one guy who was actually there from the cold auditions, he said, he's like, oh, why do they keep pulling you to these auditions, to these interviews? Like they haven't done anything with me. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe they'll do yours tomorrow or something. Mm-hmm. And then back at the hotel, he was talking to me and all these other people that had done a lot of interviews too. And he goes, they didn't do anything with me.
Aww.
And then he determined, he's like, well, how did you did you go to the audition? And we all said, oh, no, someone contacted me. And he goes, I get it. They pulled the people they wanted to move on. And it's like the guy was from Kansas, you know, he didn't know anything about entertainment or anything. So it was like, you know, I tried to not be let him down easily. But his bit was really weird. He was doing stand-up comedy in this like weird spooky mask and you couldn't hear anything he was saying. Like, why are you wearing the mask?
Maybe you seem like you're a murderer and they don't want to advance that.
It was so weird. That's So anyways.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Nathan, I will, and I've been sharing this on the podcast, I've been contemplating doing a little like Rogaine-y stuff just for the areas that are kind of like unevenly thinning out on my head.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like on the sides where it's getting lower, kind of?
Yeah, there's like one in the back. It's like kind of, I think it's on the left side. It's like going a little faster than the right. And then in the back, it's sort of like a little lopsided and stuff.
In the back, do you have the deep spot that falls lower?
Yeah.
That's what I had. And I never liked that. When I see like Ed Harris.
Oh, I hate it.
He has like such
He's
hairline.
Got the weird divot. Yeah.
He's got a good hairline?
I think his is good, but some people have. I have the divot where it dips.
Yeah.
That happens a lot, but I
Me
think
too.
He
I
has a good one.
Yeah.
Some people have it good, and I'm always envious of people who just have a high and tight bald hairline. Because I think I like the way it looks on some people. It like looks
I have
nice
a high
and
tight bald hairline.
You mean so yours goes up kind of top?
I mean, I'll try and show you on the camera. Like,
oh, yeah, yours
I'm
is high.
I'm a pretty solid bald guy.
Oh, yours is even. You don't have the dip. You don't have the back dip.
No,
but it goes not. So. Wow. But it's even on the back all the way, sort of to a low.
Yes.
Low ring.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of. Me and Sheer kind of both have that. Where it's like this low little ring, you know.
Yeah. But so I've been. I'm like, hearing that you're doing this, and I was like, fuck it, you know, because I was also thinking like I could do it for a while, and the other thing is like, if I'd stop doing it, it just falls out again, and then I'm back to zero.
Well,
like it's not going to be a massive change.
What I know about Rogaine was, I had a friend who got a hair transplant. He tried Rogaine and it worked a little bit. He had some hair grew back, and my brother got some from him. Mm-hmm. My brother is like completely bald now. He got took some and a hair actually grew back.
Oh really?
My brother Seth, he like writes and directs. He works with me a lot. Okay. We do a lot of stuff together. He's not really an actor, but he is sort of in things sometimes. He always says, he's like, I won't get it because like, all these friends like back on the East Coast that got hair transplants. And he's like, I'll never do it unless it's like a pill. Because like, I don't want to do all surgery and stuff. He's like, but if they had it was like easy, sure. Why not have hair? But he doesn't really care. But he did the Rogaine thing and a lot grew back.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, so that's what I know about Rogaine. But I would say the guy you talked to on your podcast, the doctor, he was talking about finasteride, which is in Propecia. Now that it's, you can get it at Costco. For a year supply, 365 pills for $20.
What?
And you take one pill a day.
Is that for real?
Yeah. So I have it. I'm taking
that's
it.
That's nothing.
And all my friends who got them took it. Before
that's
I even got the hair
cheap,
transplant.
Isn't it?
$20
that's really
for a year?
Cheap.
Yeah.
It's like a penny a pill or something.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's less than a penny a pill.
I've had no side effects from this stuff, and they say like this, like the boner thing is like the main thing to worry about. But if you did have that problem, then you just stop and everything goes back to normal. I haven't had any problems with it, and I started taking it before I had the hair transplant, and all these thin little hairs that I had on like the little wispy stuff on top of my head started getting thicker, and I had like a bunch. I grew the Costanza bridge back.
Right.
Remember in Costanza and Seinfeld had like that bridge for a long time? I genuinely got that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like growing in. So the finasteride, which is in Propecia, is now anyone can produce it. They don't have the lock on it anymore, so it's cheaper. And it actually does something.
I might go down to Costco and get a barrel of finasteride. Start a bag.
You got to get
a barrel.
A gallon of mayonnaise.
It's funny, if you go to get the prescription, you basically talk to like a doctor, and you say, "Hey, I'd like to get finasteride," and you basically just have to look at your head and go, "Okay, you need it." It's like, you have to physically have a doctor look at your head and go, "Yeah, you're bald."
That's funny. Well, I'll keep you posted, because it's something that lately I've just been like, "Yeah, I just there's a little bit of like I'm either gonna keep the ring I've got or maybe like fill it in a little bit, but I don't think I'm gonna go."
It'll probably just grow it all in. Keeping it uneven, one side will go up more.
You're iconic. I vote don't do it.
Don't do it. We'll see.
Yeah,
well,
like everybody knows you, man. Like that's like you're Brian Husky.
Yeah, but it's
you
also
would
like
still be bald. They'd just be evening out the hairline.
Yeah, I think for me it's a little bit of like I don't like personally. I don't like the man minutes that I'm wasting in sort of like scrutinizing it or being like self-conscious.
You know I gotcha. I feel you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's like what, and it's, absolutely. And part of the podcast is sort of maybe like, oh yeah, you know
No, I gotcha. I feel you.
You have like,
and I'm getting a penis implant. So I'm going to have like, I want
on
like
your head.
On my head or somewhere. I don't know. I just
I'm
want
getting extra an elephant room. Trunk implant.
I just want more
nose.
Penis. More penis somewhere. I don't care where it is.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. All right, let's end on more penis. That's always.
Let's end on more penis.
Hashtag more penis, everybody.
That's the title of the episode now.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is hashtag more penis.
I also want to. I should thank you guys for having. I that's pretty wild for me that I'm the first repeat guest. So thank
you.
It's a genuine honor. I love the podcast. So thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for coming back on, man. We're happy to have you.
Let us know if you fill in the back panel, and then we'll just say you can never come back again. But that would
that,
be
so that was 30. Something I thought about. I might do it with the beard hair, but it'll be like this weird little goatee.
Just like a straight out.
Oh my God.
You could have a whole. Horn off the back of your head.
I'll let you know. Round three, I'll let you know if I do it.
All right. Hashtag head horn. All right.
All right.
Be bald or don't. Bye.
Be bald or don't. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Michael McMillan, I'm 6'1", and I'm based in LA. You may remember me from film and television projects like True Blood, Hot in Cleveland, or The Hills Have Eyes 2, 2007 remake. I'm here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Slate Your Name. And even though I'm what you may call a working actor, I spend most of my time looking for work. On Slate Your Name, I chat with other actors and performers like Rachel Bloom, co-creator and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Rutherford Falls' Janice Schmieding, Tom Everett Scott, star of 90s classic That Thing You Do, and character actor and comedian Malcolm Barrett, too many credits to list. Each week, we'll find out how they're coping with the highs and lows of the entertainment industry. We'll touch upon audition horror stories, big breaks, favorite roles, and the weird and amazing things that happen along the way to achieving one's dreams. Join me every Tuesday for Slate Your Name, beginning March 1st from Campfire Media and available wherever you get your podcasts. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go film a self-tape in my kitchen.
Campfire.